represent my mood bad, then I'm gonna get mad. You better represent it good. Cause Second Line J don't do it like that. He do it like this.
You heard what Second Line J just said, huh?
So
that's what's up, J.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
And I was scared to get an Indian. I wanted to get an Indian, but I was like, I'm scared.
You scared?
Cause I heard things about like they get. Like, they sometimes get dangerous. Like, they like to fight.
So the same thing that goes on in the Second Line world is the same type of thing goes on in the Indian world. You're going to have to learn the culture first and then move from there.
I got to because I want to do it, but...
Do you play any brass instruments?
I went to Roots of Music.
Well, so you was in Roots of Music.
When I was about, like, 10, 9, 8. I went my first experiences... At Roots was, I was very young. I couldn't be in the band because I was too young.
Okay.
But as I got the order, Mr. Ruffin,
okay,
let me get in there. And I was backing for it.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie. I was starting to play, I played cymbals.
Uh-huh.
But I never was in a parade or nothing because my dad, I go, then I don't go.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was on and off, so Mr. Ruffin was like, man, you don't know when you want to be in here and when you don't. Because, like, I was on and off. And, I wanted to be a section leader, but I was like, no. But then, when I first got my cymbals, I left.
Uh-huh.
So, it came up to the decision where my dad was like, you want to stay at band or you want to do boxing? Because I was on and off of band. I wanted to do band, but I was on and off. I had so much stuff to do. So my dad was like, you want to do band or boxing? I picked boxing and went back to Roots. So I went boxing. I did boxing for a couple of years. Coach Wap. My Coach Wap still at the shop. Uppercuts in the West Bank. In the West Bank. I was over there and it was fun. I used to dance there. I used to do all types of stuff. Like, it was fun. Like, it was a good exercise. I loved it. He used to make us run around the I just love block. I just love boxing.
Okay. So, boxing is something that you want to be into?
I love boxing.
That's what I would never picture that.
I love boxing.
That's what's up. Jay, you got a lot going on.
I did so much.
So, as of your branding, what's your name on Instagram?
My name on Instagram is SecondLineJ5.
SecondLineJ5 on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Also, are you on TikTok?
Yes, SecondLineJ5.
Same thing? Uh-huh. That's the only two platforms that you're on right now?
I have no other name in common, so I just pick SecondLineJ5.
Okay. And basically what Jay is doing is branding himself right now. He's getting his name, he's getting his brand out there. Jay... has a lot of big things in the future. Definitely, if you want to contact Jay, they can contact you via Instagram or TikTok, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Are you working on a website in the future, Jay?
What you mean?
Like your own website, because you deserve it.
I do.
Yeah, you deserve your own website. Look, after this, we definitely go talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something that could kind of like control what you're doing. We also have a shirt that we're going to release that's inspired by the famous split. And I'm kind of like up in the air on what I'm going to call this shirt. Do you have any ideas? Do you have any suggestions? Because it's the split.
The split. The split.
The split that... I'm not going to say pause the second line because you didn't pause it.
Right.
They just walked around you.
They did.
Yeah, that was so neat how people just kind of like just walked over you, Jay.
I did.
Like, nah, you could have got trampled.
Right.
Nah, they just walked over Jay like they didn't pay you no mind.
I did hit one lady, but she just walked off.
Yeah, she wasn't paying no mind. Come on, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how you get the suitcase, though? Like, how you get that suitcase in your hand?
One of my cousin first.
He had it first up.
And then he gave it to me. He always got fans in his hand. How he get it, I don't know.
So, look, the video started with him dancing. I'm recording your cousin with the case in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And for some strange reason, you got the case.
Mm-hmm.
and you just go clean off. And when I got home, I looked at the video and I see, man, come on, dude. Let me rewind that. Did he just do a split and got back up with no hands? Now, me physically, I can't split, but if I were able to split, I don't think I'll be able to get back up, would just pop up like the way you did. Where you get that from? You say you got that from the Debbie Allen school?
And I actually I've been doing that. Okay, so I used to be a real Michael Jackson fan.
So that's some Michael Jackson stuff that you're doing?
I've been doing splits since I was young. When I used to hit the Michael Jackson, I used to spin and then hit the split and then come back up.
Uh-huh.
But I used to do, you know how boys be doing the knee, like they don't stretch out their leg, they do the knee.
Correct.
But when I went to Debbie Allen doing that, she was like, "What is that?"
So Debbie Allen told you that? What
Debbie
is that?
Allen, she was like, "Don't do that." I mean, I understand it's the boy way, but you got to do the real split.
You got to do a split.
So she taught me the left and the right and the middle.
Uh huh.
Oh my God. You know I'm a boy. That hurt down there.
Yeah.
That hurt down there. Man.
That's a part of dancing, though.
It was like, then I was like, "Miss Allen, I'm a boy. It hurt."
Uh-huh.
She was like, "I don't care. Stretch it out." So she taught me the butterfly, where you put your two bottom feet together, and you put your knees up, and you bounce.
Uh-huh.
And it stretches out right here.
What?
So when you'll be able to do a split after you do it.
Oh.
It stretches out right here. It's all about right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, anybody else from New Orleans was in that class, Debbie Allen. So you was the only.
They used to call me New Orleans.
They call you New Orleans.
But the thing is, I do want to talk about it. Okay. Okay. Not dissing Debbie Allen that's getting me.
Uh-huh.
But they did not like my accent.
They didn't like New Orleans accent?
They had this lady named Miss McDonald. Uh-huh. She was our modern teacher.
Okay.
Modern photographer, I meant.
Uh-huh.
She was like, "Why are you so loud? don't you ever be quiet?" She was like, "You don't have to be so loud." I'm like, I did get a little upset. I was like, "Ma'am, I'm from New Orleans." She was like, "But you don't gotta be loud."
That's how we roll.
That's how we is.
Yeah, that's because
I was like, "Was that our friend?" Like, I was like, "Yeah, like." And then I'm like, "And do you know we live in a dorm? So it was book quiet.
Uh-huh.
I ain't used to that quietness." Mm-hmm. So I'm in a dorm, showing them that our second line,
uh-huh.
And I also showed them the video that went viral on BET.
Uh-huh.
And I showed them that, and I was like, "That's the reason why I'm here, because I." Debbie Allen seen me on the BET. She's like, "I wanted to come."
Wait. Debbie Allen saw you?
She saw me on the BET.
So it wasn't something that you signed up for?
No, I still had to pay.
Yeah, but Debbie Allen saw the talent.
Yeah.
And reached out to you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know nothing about the Debbie Allen Dance Academy. But it just, I don't know, it just popped up. She just came text.
That's what's up. That's opportunity.
Yeah.
See, things like that. I like for you to talk about that, bro. Because that's the type of stuff that's making you right now. That's your foundation. Yeah. You got a different foundation from anybody else out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know nobody in New Orleans that went to a Debbie Allen dance school. Mm-hmm. You definitely have the talent to teach. Definitely got the moves, no doubt.
But I noticed after I came from California, my second line switched up. Like before.
It didn't get better.
It did get a little better.
You get a little more versatile.
It got a little better.
Uh-huh.
But it changed. Like, even people were saying, it was like, "Why you look like you're not in the mood?" I was so tired. Man, they had to pop up right after I got off the plane.
What?
And I wanted to go, too. Because I missed the coach. I was around them rich white people.
Look, we feel that, like, tomorrow, it's going to be packed. Because we're going to have a second line in, like, what, 2 weeks? So it's that old new style, old new style, gonna be off the chain.
Man, I'm wearing my tank top, my hat, my shorts, my.
That's supposed to be the surprise, bro. What you wear?
Oh, my bad.
You know what I'm saying?
My bad, y'all.
It's cool.
I'm going out there for the heat.
Yeah.
Because you know it's gonna be hot tomorrow.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot.
And gonna have my bag, my deodorant, samples, money in it. So can't call me stink. And my mama makes sure every time I leave out the house, you put on cologne, she smells me. You didn't? Go put it on now.
That's what's up.
Oh, we ain't going.
Mom doing her job.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Jay, look how past, like how fast this time has passed. It's been over an hour, and we gonna wrap it up in a minute. Uh-huh. I definitely appreciate you spending the time with me, documenting your story, creating your brand. We definitely here for you. Anything, don't feel like you're bothering anybody. We're always open because you're the next generation. I'd rather pass it on to you and watch you grow. Mm-hmm. It's just so beautiful to watch somebody young that's so into the culture, and you're growing. And we, even from last year, the way you was dancing at Jazz Fest, it's a huge difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference.
I see it, and the world want to see it too.
I think it's because Debbie hadn't taught me how to have control. Cause Miss McDonald, the modern teacher, when I was doing the dance, the photography dance, she was telling me I'm going too fast.
Okay,
she taught me how to slow down, and all like she taught me how to slow down, control myself.
Okay,
she taught me like when I raised up my leg. Come back in a slow pace. Don't come back, you know, just slap it down. That's ugly.
Yeah.
So she taught me a lot. And she, I gave her a lot. I told her about the culture. I told her about us, like, how we suck line. She was like, I never seen that in my life.
A lot of people haven't. But when they see it, they love it.
Yes.
They love everything that goes on in New Orleans.
So we don't be boring inside.
No, we don't.
Every Sunday, we outside.
We got something to do.
We got something to do. And other states.
It be dry.
Dinner, church.
Yeah, that's it. No. You know something, Jay? In other parishes right next to Orleans.
Yeah.
You can't get what you get.
Right.
In New Orleans.
Right.
Yeah, it's good to live, but we have a good time in New Orleans.
When I was in California, they were saying, do y'all do voodoo?
See?
Man, I looked at them like they were pretty. I'm like,
see,
what you think this is? Princess and the Frog?
Yeah, that's the media. That's the, you know, the movies that got them on that. Yeah. But you know something? You could speak for yourself, Jay.
I could.
Yeah.
And I also went viral. Now I go viral. I went viral on the Debbie Allen page.
You did?
The Debbie Allen Dance Academy page. Yes, I was doing the African. I went viral on that. So everything I do, I just go.
It's just the way you move.
And I don't try to.
You don't have to.
I don't.
It's just you.
It's just the way I carry myself.
That's what's up.
The outside pace is.
Keep doing what you do, Jay. You
know, yeah.
Yeah. So look, I call this part of the interview the New Orleans State of Mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to call out two words, and you pick one. You ready? Etouffee Jambalaya.
Mama.
Don't call on mama now.
Ooh, Etouffee.
Etouffee Jambalaya, Jay.
Why you had to do this to me?
Everybody go through it.
My brain hurt now.
It hurt? Can't be that bad. Come on, baby. You knew all this. You gotta pick one. You at the Jazz Fest booth, and they got Etouffee on the menu, and they got jambalaya on the menu. You hungry. Which one you go pick, Jay?
Etouffee. If I'm hungry, Etouffee. Jambalaya, that's just a snack to me.
That's what's up. All right. Okay. Next one, filet or okra gumbo?
Filet. I hate okra gumbo. All
right. That's understandable. Next one, Blue Runner or Camellia beans? Jay. Jay, you gotta spit it out, baby.
It's hard.
It's not that hard, Jay.
Camellia beans.
There we go. Okay. Now this is way before your time. Maybe mom come through your signal. Okay, all right, you said the river view, a lakefront.
Oh, river view.
All right. Uptown or downtown? Just say, baby.
Downtown.
Downtown, baby.
Downtown, baby. high school, you go to?
I go to Holy Cross.
You go to Holy Cross. Mm-hmm. Okay. French bread or bun?
French bread. Every time I go to Subway, I get that.
Okay. Shrimp or oyster pull bar?
Shrimp.
Got it. Snowball. I don't even know if you know about frozen cups.
I do.
All right. Which one you prefer?
Frozen cups.
There we go.
I'm going to be honest. Wait. Snowballs ain't taste how I used to. We just going to put that out there. That ice.
It's not the same. I don't
know what they did. No, it's not.
Okay. Crystal or Tabasco hot sauce?
Tabasco.
Okay. Are you a who that? I got to ask, bro. There we go. That says a lot right there. Super Sunday or St. Joseph night?
St. Joseph night, boy. Ain't no second line band. So Super Sunday.
Super Sunday, you need that band in your life. That's what's up. And the last one. And this is the last final one. And this is all New Orleans. I need you to spell Chapatoulas.
T-C-H-O-P-U-L-A-S. No, it's longer than that. T-C-H-A. Chop. Oh, I said O.
All right, it's all right. We're going to give you one more chance because you're trying.
Okay. T-C-H-O-P-U.
You tried, Jay. Nobody gets it, so don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Look, Jay, I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate your mom. You definitely going to be highlighted throughout this whole journey that I'm doing, and I want you to be a part of it. You definitely a part of it with that shirt. Don't nobody have their own shirt
right. Like
you will have your own shirt. So we got a lot of more work to do. You definitely got a lot of more work to do. We want to definitely brand you in a proper way, but I congratulate you, and I'm looking forward to seeing big things out of you, Jay.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Great interview about Second Line in New Orleans and this latest generation. He's 15 years old now. He's not 14 anymore, but he's 15. Well, actually, he's around 16 now. 16 years old, Second Line J5. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Thank you.
Oh, no!
Taking you on a trip to New Orleans once again. Yes, indeed. VIP ladies and kids, second line, along with the great bands there. Bands from that way, with Stooges and Sporties are brass bands. Yes, indeed. VIP ladies and the kids. That's from a couple weeks ago. Well, last week. Yeah, from last week. Down in New Orleans, taking it back uptown. Hope you enjoyed that one. We've got much more coming up for you on a Sunday here on WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to 1-to-1. Good morning, everybody. This is 1-to-1 for a Sunday.
Yeah. taken for the next song, two songs really, one a pop and one a gospel, and mixed it together. Yes, we're going to sing it one way, and then we're going to turn around and sing it another way. And I want you to know that it doesn't really matter. It all depends on who you're singing it to.
Baby black is beautiful. Baby black is beautiful. Baby black is beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I love this skin. Persuaded for the gods and goddesses. This song is independent, so I can pay homage and give respect to those who made it through the trials and tribulations, and that for education by the native people. We got the rulers of this nation. Marcus Garvey said my black skin is not a badge of shame. I got the good hair, Africa, my in my veins. Hesitant to love your features, yeah, I feel your pain. We were taught to hate our looks, let me ride you again. My black is beautiful.
Anthony B. I've been through good times, bad times, sometimes happy and sad. But I still believe in love, cause I know it's a gift from God. Yeah. So I no worry about the fun time, cause I know that sometime. I know every day you are going to wake up and see the sunshine. So it's another rain. I wish you were around to help chase my blues away. It's another rainy day. The sky's all so gloomy. The sun is not out to play. This is a state of emergency, but not for 119. I need my baby on the telephone line. Telephone, telephone, telephone line. So I can free my mind. Yes, them said the wickedest time is when the rain a fall. Yeah, the lightning a flash and yeah, the thunder ball. Hug me pillar tight, me back against the wall. So me have to make a nature call. It's another rainy day. I wish you were around to help chase my blues away. It's another also blue. The sun is not out to play. I know that no man was made to live alone. Yeah, so without a woman, a house is not a home. When I remember the essence, I look alone.
And I don't hear no harmony to me borrow tone. I feel like a dog without a bone. Everything need a queen beside them on the throne. No time me overseas and I ruin. Woman, you are the charger to me phone. It's another people got sunshine in their life, but my life is filled with rain, 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 rain. I don't see no rainbow, I don't see no rainbow, and I'm not sure if the sun will shine tomorrow. I don't see no rainbow, I don't see no rainbow. I'm not sure to hold on or let go. Where will my pain go? Hey. It's another rainy day. I wish you were around to chase my blues away. It's another rainy day. The sky's all so blue. The sun is not out to play. It's another rain. I wish you were around to chase my blues away. It's another rainy day. The sky's all so gloomy.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Friday, so I'm gonna keep it black. But I'm gonna keep it brief. Everybody, gird your loins. They're coming for our social media apps. On Wednesday, the House came together to make yet again some more decisions for us that we didn't ask them to. But this time, it was about TikTok. Yes, if you haven't been tapped in like me, because I gave up social media for Lent, both sides of the aisle have been going head-to-head in a years-long battle to get TikTok banned from the U.S. Besides exposing us to the CAD distribution system, how to make sourdough one-on-one, make up trends, get ready with me's, and basically becoming a competitor for both YouTube and Google on accident, the app has become a resource for a wealth of information from creators like me and misinformation from creators like... I ain't gonna say no names. But they're saying it's less about the content and more about who owns it. TikTok is 100% owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance. And the FBI is up in arms about it. They say that TikTok poses a national security threat seemingly because the Chinese Communist Party has a huge influence over private corporations in China like ByteDance. And because of this, and concerns about influencing the American vote, and there it is, both the Trump and Biden administrations have made moves to limit the app's use. But wasn't Trump trying to let Russia? Let's move on. Before banning the app, they tried to force ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. version to an American company, to which they said, absolutely. But they did at least agree to send all American user data through Oracle's cloud infrastructure, which meant they would no longer have free reign over American users' data. But of course, Americans are greedy, so we didn't stop there. Montana tried to pop it off last year with a total ban on the app, but a federal judge blocked said ban. And what's worse is we heard Joseph say that if legislation came across his desk to ban TikTok, he would sign it. And this week, they came back to the table to vote on forcing somebody else in another country to divest from TikTok. And how you do that? So now our use of the app will basically be determined on whether ByteDance wants to sell to an American company. And I feel like they already said no, so what are we talking about? And yeah, y'all can talk about a possible national security threat all you want. But what we know for sure is going to happen is a severe strike to the ways in which American people receive and disseminate information every day. And I think that's exactly the point, everybody. In recent history, TikTok and Twitter have been the most effective sources of circulating information about what's actually happening in the continental U.S. and the world. Don't nobody watch the news no more, and maybe that's also why they mad. They talking about TikTok traffic moving to Instagram so the Democrat who runs it can make us see what he wants us to see. But big news, i.e. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, all owned by corporations, all owned by people who have no issue warping the media to push their own agendas, do that shit every day, B. Just think back to what they told us was happening in Gaza versus what we saw with our own eyes. It took TikToks, it took tweets or X's or whatever the hell to uncover the literal other side of the story that we were not seeing. And that's not new. Twitter has been an outlet for journalists for years. It's been an outlet for community for years. It's It's been a forum for us to talk about issues like this for years. Even though the people on Twitter are also mean. Yeah, they're kind of hateful over there. Twitter, and especially Black Twitter, can be genius, but it can also be brutal. New York is currently hedging a lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube for fueling a mental health crisis amongst young people. And while they're not wrong in the slightest, the timing of it all makes it very difficult to believe the motives to be altruistic when we are in an era where our information platforms are under attack. But that's not to say they don't deserve critique. Hulu's got an upcoming docuseries called Black Twitter, A People's History, that's meant to detail the birth, rise, and backlash of Black Twitter specifically. But some are saying it's a little untimely considering the shape the app is in itself. Under Elon Musk, it's gone to shit for many reasons, but he himself has spearheaded changes like eliminating article headlines from tweets and removing verified checkmarks from anyone who doesn't pay for a Twitter premium, making it harder for us to determine who's who and whose tweets should be taken as fact. Which is terrible considering that Twitter is where a lot of us are actively learning and expanding our political awareness. In 2020, the Pew Research Center conducted a study on the impact of social media as a political outlet. 45% of Black Americans reported that they had used social media to encourage others to take action on issues that were important to them. 76% of Black Americans feel that social media helps them give a voice to underrepresented groups. And 65% says social media makes it easier to hold powerful people accountable for their actions. So they're out here banning books, restructuring education, putting parameters on what we can talk about in school, and now TikTok, and now the internet streets. The question is, what are y'all gonna do about it? Y'all still on Fanbase?
Okay, well, folks, you know, I really wanted to get to the meat of this, and I had briefly discussed it the other day on Ebony Spectrum, briefly, but I did write to my good friend, Dr. Foster, Dr. Pamela Foster, who wrote a book on country music. All right. Well, she first wrote her book back in 1998. All right. And a lot of people, I guess, weren't either not aware of it or they just didn't read it. They wasn't getting it back then. And so I wrote her and I said, well, Dr. Foster, dear Miss Pamela, what's your take on this current thing about country music that we've been hearing on the air? All right, so she wrote me back, and here's her response. She says, "Hey, Kevin, I hope all is well. Well, about Black people in country music, we're always there, always have been, always will be. These are the ebbs and flows of mass media attention, for which, for me, are irrelevant to the music as core to our African-American culture. Of course, if the publicity gets others to search and delight in our core, yay! Country music is so much that I find it explains our Black family heritage books." All right. So she's writing a new book, and I can't reveal all the book's about, but it's a copy. It's in progress. And a little side note here. Dr. Foster was raised in Pittsburgh. She's been living in Nashville for many, many years. She wrote two books on country music. One is called My Country, which she wrote back in 1998. It was released. And then a couple years after that, I think in 2000, her other book came out called My Country 2, T-O-O. So, I just want to let you people be aware of that. Dr. Pamela E. Foster, who originally is from Pittsburgh, and she's been writing extensively on country music. So, a lot of people have their take on what's going on, of course. And, of course, people feel that they have the right to tell you how you should think. Here's an example from a recent interview or recent newscast with Chapel Hart.
Debates over what is or isn't considered country music, they've been ongoing for years. Those debates are sparked when artists known for other music genres then try their hand at country, right?
Yeah, like Beyonce, whose new album is all about country music, including a few singles that have already topped the country charts. Our Aaron Cantrell spoke with an up-and-coming music group who says Beyonce's presence is uplifting other black women across the country.
Not too long ago, that was us.
Yeah.
Singing in some of these, you know, bars, windows open, people stopping by like, what's going on in here?
Chapel Heart has been chasing their dreams and trying to make them real for many years.
Or it's standing right here in front of Old Reds, and we remember this Houston. We used to play here all the time. Probably, what, 3 years ago, maybe.
With their Mississippi roots and Louisiana spunk, sisters Danica and Devin Hart and their cousin, Tree Swindle, never let a no stand in their way.
We've probably been coming to Nashville since like 2017, and we were like, listen to these songs that we've written, listen to these songs. And everybody was like, and kind of the feedback we would always get is like, it's good, but you should be writing with this person.
But the only place that feels like home for Chapel Heart is the stage, and they caught a major break when they auditioned for America's Got Talent. A lot of tears, a lot
of beer. Just got us, like, without the you need to be more like this or more like this or more like this or look like this. They just got us.
Since then, this independent band has hit the ground running, performing all over while trying to make it in an industry that hasn't always been the most welcoming to diversity.
We're just country artists, and it wasn't until, you know, maybe a few years later, people are like, you guys are breaking barriers, you're doing this, and you're, you know, charging this new path, and we didn't even realize that was necessarily the thing because our focus is the music.
A study known as Redlining in Country Music found in 2023, black women received only 0.02% of all airplay.
Usually there's like a song that they'll play 30 times in a day, and it's like, you know, you can play that song 20 times and give 10 of those to somebody.
But change is in the air.
We get to be a part of the CMT Awards, the CMA Awards, the ACM Awards. And so, but it all started right here.
Especially with global superstars like Beyonce joining the genre.
It's now putting the light on other black country artists that have been here in the genre.
This is just the beginning for these ladies.
Across the street, it says Chapel Heart. Can we get a picture? Of course.
And with their work ethic, their future is bright.
You got to believe and you got to work hard. And I think that's a little bit of the secret recipe, the secret sauce.
In Nashville, Aaron Cantrell, News Channel 5.
Can't wait for this. The group's currently working on their first Christmas album. They're going to be performing at the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow and Friday. If you'd like to see them, tickets are on sale right now.
Oh, but of course we have more. Of course. They were on Tamron Hall, I think, in the last couple weeks. And they're also in Pittsburgh not too long ago out in the South Hills. So here's more.
Welcome back, KFM. Our next guests are a family trio taking the country music world by storm, known as Chapel Heart. They are on their way to becoming reigning hit makers. Sisters Danica and Devin Hart and their cousin Tree Swindle have been on a whirlwind of success since their national debut on America's Got Talent last summer. They're showcasing twists on Dolly Parton's 1974 classic Jolene, skyrocketed them from fan favorites to headline-making rising stars, catching the attention of Tanya Tucker, Loretta Lynn. Even Dolly herself tweeted, "What a fun new take on my song." And last September, Chapel Heart added another feather to their cowgirl hats with their debut at the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, receiving 3 standing ovations. Take a look. Celebrating the success of their first headlining 60-plus show national world tour. Their tour was called Glory Days, promoting their new album of the same name. Please welcome Mississippi-born, New Orleans-based powerhouse trio inducted into CMT's Next Women of Country, Tree, Danica, and Devin, the Queens of Chapel Hart. How surreal has all of this been? It hasn't even been a year, right?
Not even a year yet.
We just realized that it was only last June that everything in our life completely changed.
Yeah. Have you slept a wink? Because I feel like every time I turn on social media, every time I watch TV, there y'all are.
Not a wink. I said we scheduled a tour. We scheduled to release a new album, and we did it all and forgot to schedule in sleep. We were like, we missed that part. But it has been a whirlwind, and we're just over the moon.
I'm just soaking all of this in. I mean, y'all are just, you go from performing covers on the streets of New Orleans,
yes,
to the Grand Ole Opry, 3 standing ovations.
Oh my gosh,
Devin. Start treat with the name Chapel Hart. It comes from the community you're from, Hearts of Chapel in Poplarville, Mississippi.
Yes.
Poplarville, Mississippi.
Yes, and we like to try to explain it to people. Well, in South Mississippi, there's a town called Poplarville.
Poplarville.
Inside of Poplarville, there's a community called Derby, and inside of Derby, there's another community called Hearts Chapel.
Hearts Chapel. And mm-hmm. You're one of 108 grandchildren, so apparently y'all are the entire town.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah. That was the first half of the cousins.
Yeah, that's like...
Because that's not 108 because they all couldn't fit on one picture.
Right, no.
That's
like the older half. And then there's like an entire...
new kids. Right.
If you could like copy and paste this picture again, it's like heavens again.
You know, there's so many angels watching over you all. And I know one of them is your grandmom, Beatrice Hart. She had it on her bucket list to see you all on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. And her wish came true 2 months before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She was 86.
Yes.
And you dedicated the Glory Days tour to her. The fact that she got to see this.
I kid y'all not. I feel like this day was our debut at the Opry, but I really feel like it was like our grandma's debut that everybody just made her their grandma as well. Like
yeah.
We left and she was way more famous than we'll ever be at the Opry.
Oh, yeah.
People are still asking, where's your grandma?
Where's your grandma?
What's she doing? And so she just has.
They have. Listen, I told them, if you look in this picture, I don't have any shoes on.
I see.
And I had on these cute heels. As soon as the curtain went down at the Opry, I'm like, take them off.
You're like, I'm from Mississippi.
Take these off.
Right. And the very first picture was her feet zoomed in on her feet.
You're like, at least my toes were painted.
They were cute. They you were did have even. A nice polish on.
Let me tell you.
So all of the 60 city plus tour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that's an ambitious
It's
launch.
An ambitious run.
Well, yeah. And you know what? If we had any sense, Danica always says, maybe that's why people have like labels, because the fact that we're independent and did like over 60 days and decided to release an album and record 2 music videos. Somebody should have said no.
I see why people have record labels. Record label, like, we ain't doing all these. Like,
but I love this independent. Why was it or is it so important to try to stay independent at this stage? Because I know it's obvious. I mean, the face of country is changing. We've had a lot of greats on our show that represent the diverse nature of country mm-hmm. music. But the independent part of musician, I love this storyline for y'all.
Yes, and I think that I think it's important to us right now, because I feel like there's so many young artists out there, and with so many of our cousins and so many people watching, and a lot of people will say, well, I don't have the money to start, I don't have the tools to start. And I think that for even for us, because we ain't got no money now. So, but that sometimes it just means to just start singing, start writing, just start. And so everything about where we are right now, what we've done, has just been us starting and trusting our gut and following our hearts.
Yeah,
and
because if you were under the tutelage of a label, they would change a lot of that. Yes. I mentioned that you all have so many angels watching over you. The late, great Loretta Lynn, before she passed away, commented on social media on your AGT performance saying, "I love it, ladies. Now I'm wondering what you might be able to do with one of my songs."
Oh,
that Loretta crazy. Lynn. I mean, you do. You have like this whole energy of people rooting for you.
To have the pillars of country music, like the Dolly Partons, the Loretta Lynns, like...
And that's it.
And like, honestly, if the women who defined what country music is says that this is country, it really doesn't matter what anybody else says.
I know, and I like that, too, because to your point, there's room for everybody. There's the, you know, the hip-hop influence now in country. There's the rock country. But that you're taking it to this traditional world that the greats, you know, the Mount Rushmores of female country music, they're now paying homage because you have kept it so authentic and to what they help create.
We want to share our experiences growing up and show the influences that we had. And we sure hope that it comes through in our music.
It comes through in your music. It comes through. Y'all are all adorable. I know you're grown women, but you all are just adorable. We love it. It is so fun to watch your rise and take off like a rocket.
Yes.
And I know the best is yet to come.
I want to share your life, every minute, every day and night. And I just want you to know that whatever you do,